I'm Tom Shivers with Exploit Online Demand, here with Sherry Heil of, I'm sorry, Sherry, what is that?
Concept Hub.
Concept Hub. All right, thank you. And we're talking about LinkedIn and some of the changes that have been going on there. So, Sherry, tell us a little about the opportunities at LinkedIn. I know a lot of people don't really think about LinkedIn as one of the best places to be involved in social media. Is that a mistake?
It is. Well, especially if you use social media for intelligence gathering, which is one of the best things to use social media for, first and foremost. For the longest time, you could get information on individuals, where they've been, where they're, you know, where they went after a certain job, how long they stay at a job. And all of LinkedIn is driven by those individual profiles. But about maybe a year ago or so, LinkedIn started rolling out their company profiles. And from there, you could gather a lot of data, a lot of insights. And they've just really been adding to that company data where you could find immediately in real time when somebody changes the job. So you will be the first to know if somebody gets promoted to a job where they have more purchasing power. You can know when somebody leaves a job. So especially for job seekers, you could find when a job opening happens. When somebody gets hired, you could look at statistics and know how much of a turnover is within that company. You can know the makeup of the company as far as the different types of job types that there are. And you could see how much you're connected to that company. So there's a lot of information to gather to be able to make very strategic connections and do some very strategic business networking.
Hmm. Yeah, how have these changes that LinkedIn is involved in now made it, you know, is it easier to find business opportunities now?
It is easier to be more strategic with your search, with your business opportunity. So if you're in sales, you should have a targeted list as a salesperson, and therefore you can then start following those targets. So you literally follow a company almost the same as you would connect with a person, and the feed comes into your home feed on LinkedIn. Anytime somebody changes the job, anytime somebody moves a job, anytime they post a job. And now within the past few months, LinkedIn's given companies the ability to use their company pages more for marketing. So you could watch for that if they start doing utilizing it in that way. So they could put product information out there, have people review those products. They can now post their own status updates as a brand organization. They could have their own videos up on their page now. So there's a lot more interactivity now with the brand page. But, you know, LinkedIn's always been driven by the business connections and the individual connections. So you could find the people who make up that company. And you could get a pretty good idea, too, where people come from, like before they go in to work for that company, and where they, when they leave the company, where they go to. You could get a lot of those insights, which back when I was in inside sales, we would pay a lot of money for that information.
Hmm. Now, how are the company pages on LinkedIn different than a Facebook page?
So these Facebook pages are built just for the brand. You cannot see the people behind them at all unless they choose to let you see the page owners. The Facebook pages are really for marketing, for the brand to use as marketing. They could do all kinds of things with Facebook pages. You could have a product page. You could have videos. You could, use it for customer service where people can talk about your product or ask for service on your Facebook page. You could use it for deals. You could use it for a lot of push marketing activity. But if I was trying to get into a company, I couldn't necessarily find out who the decision maker was or find out what was going on internally at the company to be able to know when it was a good time to call.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook's really for companies who are trying to sell to you. LinkedIn is the same way with some of the more recent changes, but it's also a really good opportunity to find companies to sell into.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the products, and I imagine it's not a purchase situation with the company page on LinkedIn. Is that right?
I've not seen anybody use it where you could actually have a shopping cart on LinkedIn, so I don't think that that's an ability, but you can have a link to a page where you could buy now.
Okay. Well, how are some businesses using their company page in a way that helps them to build followers and accomplish business objectives?
So one of the things LinkedIn has taken from Facebook is the advertisements. So you can do all kinds of very targeted advertising within LinkedIn at a very reasonable price, just like within Facebook, to start getting people to follow your page. What's really neat about the advertising in LinkedIn as opposed to Facebook is you could create different banner advertisements that people land to depending on what their profile information says. So, for instance, if you are a company and you have two types of people you sell to, maybe one's financial advisors and the other one's investors, anybody who has the words with financial advertisers would see a different banner ad when they came to your company page than those who didn't have that word. So you could be very targeted with your advertising. And then just like anything else with the Facebook page, you would need to promote the links out, add them to your website to say, follow my company, things of that nature. They don't have a good URL for their links like Facebook does yet, but I'm sure that's coming.
And are there some, a couple, you got an example of a good company page?
So one of the ones who was very early in jumping into keeping their LinkedIn page up to date and utilizing it to the best of its ability was HP, Hewlett Packard. And they have a huge, robust page. Of course, for them to get followers, all that takes is a press release. Larger companies always have a much easier time being on the cutting edge because of their brand recognition. But it's a good company to look at and get some ideas of what can be done. They have a tremendous amount of followers. They have great descriptions on their products. They have pictures of their products. They've got people who've reviewed their products. They've got the jobs tab. They've got videos. I mean, they pretty much have utilized every inch available to them on their LinkedIn page. And that's a good model to look at, to have your LinkedIn page be set up.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing with us. Sherry, can you tell us a little about your business and what you do?
Concept Hub has been around for 6 years, focused only on integrating social media into business processes. So, you know, integrating social media into sales, marketing, PR, customer service, research and development, even internally where people can talk to each other through the siloed walls. We work with small to mid-sized companies and, have worked with some great projects in the city of Atlanta, everything from the Atlanta Convention Visitors Bureau, Public Broadcasting Atlanta, to projects with Autotrader.com, and ADP payroll processing.
How should people contact you?
Email is always the best, and it's Sherry, which is spelled like the wine, Sherry, at concepthubinc.com. And also, if you go to concepthubinc.com and click on the resources tab over the next couple weeks, the LinkedIn guide that I created will be available.
Yeah, and I'll have a link in this post somewhere on this page to the LinkedIn guide as well.
Very good.
Yeah, thanks so much, Sherry. And you've been listening to Exploit Online Demand, a publication of Capture Commerce.